Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Here it is. 10 shopping days till Christmas. 10. I heard Sue say it. 10, Sue. 10. That's including Christmas Day. You know, I finally got you over to my side, Sue, that we've all said.
What
did you say? That we've all said that Christmas Day is a day you can shop.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, absolutely.
Are there stores open on Christmas Day?
Yes. I know. There always are.
Well, you know, 7-Elevens. Or, you know what? How about a couple of Wiener Schnitzel chili dogs for breakfast? You know, here you go, honey. Wrap it up. Mmm, no onions.
I love it.
I am a sick puppy. Okay.
I think Elk Killer would appreciate that a little more than Linda would.
A present's a present.
True.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, no. She turns her nose up at chili dogs. I think it's the
Elk
chili.
Killer
does? Yeah, I think it's the chili. I think she had a
oh,
bad
she's
experience.
She's had your chili before.
No. I think she's had a bad experience when she was a puppy. In fact, I'm almost positive of it.
Had and nothing to do with that million even. Scoville hot sauce you put in?
No. It's got she got even for like a day all over the house. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's 7:06 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Care, Compassion, Community, and Courage. That's our hospital. Those are our first responders out there. God bless them all. And what's the weather look like?
Much better on my way in this morning than it was yesterday. Yesterday, my car was iced over. We had fog everywhere. We had just a slight north breeze overnight, and that cloud cover really helped. So our overnight lows are almost 10 degrees higher than it was yesterday. We're looking at 39 degrees now with mostly sunny or mostly cloudy and some sun coming today at 53 degrees for our high. But tomorrow we're looking at a good chance for showers into tomorrow night. So no sunset tomorrow night, but we will be getting lots of precipitation, which we will need. And especially that'll start in the mountains and then into Thursday morning. But we're looking at a sunny afternoon on Thursday at 56. And much of what you see today you'll be seeing into the weekend with a high almost at 60 and a low getting close to 40.
Rain.
Tomorrow.
Oh. Just for one day?
Basically.
Okay.
It
looks like rain.
Into Thursday morning, but where it's going to be basically overnight.
Okay. All right. Hey, the weather report's brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Chuck and Judy Kenny have been running this business for well over 20 years. As everybody knows, propane all comes out of the big... out of this big tank down in around Stockton. No, it's not around Stockton. Yeah, around Stockton. And everybody fills it up out of that tank, and they come back. Now, the big difference between Shasta Gas Propane and other companies is customer service and the fact that they care about their customers. Chuck's a veteran, and he gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They support so many different organizations here, and especially now when nonprofits are having problems this year. Chuck and Judy Kenny are there. They've stood up several times for this. You can get a hold of them at 365-3793 for Shasta Gas Propane. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. Okay. Yesterday, the Electoral College voted, and Joe Biden is going to be our new president. On January 6th, I think Congress confirms it. And then on January 20th is the inauguration. So, for those people out there that say, well, he's not the president until January 20th, time to take a deep breath. And unless something of such great magnitude pierces the heavens from above and comes down, Joe Biden's going to be your president. He's going to be your president. He'll never be my president. He's your president. Take a deep breath. You supported Trump. There were people out there that said, Trump wasn't my president. He's not my president. Don't you remember what jerks they were? I mean, really, don't you remember what total asses they were when they'd say things like that? And you sit there and go, whoa, well, why didn't you move? Joe Biden's going to become my president. Okay. He's going to be my president. He's going to be your president, too. And here's what you need to do. You need to suck it up, put on your big boy pants, and say, all right, I'm going to see. I'm going to give him a chance. I want him to be successful in keeping us safe from our enemies. I want him to keep us prosperous. And I don't want him to screw with my life. And that's the big thing. I mainly just want to be kind of like left alone. Don't screw with me. That's what most people want, which is why Oracle and Hewlett-Packard and Tesla and all these other places are moving out of California. You're screwing with us, Gav. You're screwing with us. You and your little, you've heard of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Well, this is, and what was the mother, the evil, who was she, the evil stepmother?
Yeah, so, she actually had a name, but I don't think it was referenced.
Drusilla. Let's just call her Drusilla. So now we have Drusilla and the 146 ugly
Grimhilda.
Little dwarfs.
Grimhilda.
Grimhilda and 146 little in the Senate and the Assembly that you're trying to have business. Eat the poison apple. It's not, you know what? What do they do? What do they do? They just get up and say, I'm going to take my billions and I'm leaving. So there. Ah. Now. It's harder to move a radio station than it is a software company. I'm here.
Our brand is local.
Yeah. I'm here for the fight. Ed Roman's here for the fight. Tim Morlock's here for the fight. We're here for the fight. So what can we do? Let's try and control what's going on around us. Not happy with the city council? We'll change the city council. Not happy with the board of supervisors, then change the board of supervisors. Not happy with how you're being represented in the assembly and the Senate, we'll change it. Not happy about who your congressman is, we'll change it. But accept it. Joe Biden is going to be our president. Though it did say he sounded like he had a little cold. He said he had a little cold when he was giving his speech after the Electoral College voted. Now, I'm thinking, oh, no, Joe, go sit down, get some rest, a little honey and lemon, and sip it. Sip it. It'll help your throat. He said that, the campaign for president was more like the first time I ran as a 29-year-old for the Senate. I believe that ordinary folks and extraordinary folks would get together and make this work. Okay, that's good, Joe. I like that. He won 306 votes in the Electoral College, same number that President Trump earned in the victory over Hillary Clinton in 2016. He noted the judges across the country had found no cause or evidence was found to reverse or question or dispute the results. And he reiterated his pledge to defeat the corona pandemic while acknowledging the U.S. death toll surpassed over 300,000. This week. Anyway, somebody stopped me as I was driving out yesterday, who lives in Shingletown, but works down here. I'm just pulling out last night, and he stops me, and he asked me, hey, are you Carl? I went, yes. And I went, and so he says, what are we going to do? Oh, my gosh. It looks, he's won. And I went, yeah. Well, you know what? This is what we do. We go back to work the next day. And we go, we do what we do all the time. Because this is the way it is. And this will make you feel better. You may think, I think there was cheating going on. I think there were things being done that weren't right. Was it enough to cause the all these votes and everything? I don't know. But the only choice you have is, like I said earlier, is to say, be like they were. He's not my president. And just be in constant attack for 4 years. Or you say, he's my president, and let's wait and see what he does something before you go into the attack mode. He's your president. Just like Trump was Cher's president and Bette Midler's president and all those jerks from Hollywood's president. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages.
Excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, that I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Table Games gives back at Wind River Resort and Casino. $40,000 is up for grabs. Play 10 hours each week to qualify. $5 minimum bet. We're giving away stacks of cash. $10,000 every Thursday. Two $5,000 winners. For all the details, visit our friendly dealers at the 21 Pit and 2020 with a pocket full of cash. Drawings Thursdays at 9 p.m. We provide a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. $40,000 Table Games gives back. WindRiver.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palo Cedro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:20 in the morning. And it's not as chilly as yesterday. It's about 40-something.
About 40, yeah.
Yeah, okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Cypress Square Barbershop is a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments. You can give them a call at 244-9478. It's extremely safe in there. Everything, disposable drapes, wearing masks, great haircuts, man's last stronghold. What else can I say? It's where I get my hair cut in half for 13 years. I'm starting to age myself here. It's, you know, 13 years. Living any place for 13 years sneaks up on you.
Anyway. I have not lived outside of the Reading area. I grew up in Shingletown. I moved all the way to the big city of Reading when I moved out of the house. So some of us like
that's
the North
as far State. As you've ever gone?
I've traveled.
Oh, okay.
But as far as where I've lived,
oh, okay.
Here.
I got it.
This is my home.
So what? You've traveled to what? Red Bluff?
Yeah. I don't know how many of our listeners remember, but I spent about a year and a half going down to Arizona back and forth.
Yeah, okay.
And so I almost lived there, kind of. I didn't have it as an official address, but I spent a lot of time there. But, I mean, I went on a cruise to Mexico once. I've been out of the U.S.
Wow. Okay.
It barely counts as to Mexico because we were on the boat, but...
And you made it all the way to Ensenada.
Mazatlan.
Oh, Mazatlan, though. Yeah. It's way down there.
We went up and down the coast.
I think it's good to travel. I think everybody needs to travel. Especially people that knock this country.
Oh, yeah.
You need to go visit places like Cambodia.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Middle East. You know, and get away from the little tours they have and go on down and see what the cities are like and see how people live down there. Take a walking tour of Mogadishu.
You need an armed escort for anywhere. That should tell you enough about it.
Darfur or something like that.
Yeah. Seeing the Eiffel Tower, sure, but I mean.
Yeah, well, people need to do. Well, there's parts, I understand, of Paris you don't walk into anymore.
Yeah.
But there's parts of Reading probably you don't want to get into. But what I mean is you got to immerse yourself into a culture. And then for, 30, 40 days, and then come back and take a look at what we have here. You'll be so appreciative of where you live.
Mm-hmm.
I sincerely mean that. Things that you take for granted are just here. You can, I'm not talking about the big ones like voting. I'm talking about things like being able to get a telephone, being able to take a shower in a 3-star hotel where the water comes out. It comes out warm. Things like, but there are so many great things. I mean, a lot of times the cost of food are low and all these things, but you don't have to worry so much about getting hit by cars because the cost of gasoline is so high because of all the taxes and, all these things. But immersing yourself in a country.
I have a friend who lives in the Middle East. And because she's female, she cannot take a taxi on her own. She needs to be escorted by a male of some kind.
Oh yeah, they've got these mullahs that come over, and if you are not with your head covered, this doesn't mean a burqa. You don't have to do that. It's a relaxed burqa, where you're just covering your head, and Westerners do that. I mean, if you don't have something like that, I mean, they're over there with a stick, quack 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 quack, tapping you, and. And an American or a Western woman sitting at in a restaurant
mm-hmm.
by herself is open game.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, she's open game.
Yeah.
Because she's obviously a slut. If she's here by herself without a man, so that's obviously what she's there for.
So when people complain about all of the rampant sexism in the U.S., I encourage them to go to the Middle East.
You have no idea. Oh, it made the Saudis crazy, you know, during Desert Storm. Made them crazy because our women, it's 115 degrees out there. They had the same rules that the men did. Those, you know, the utility jackets came off. Everybody still had their T-shirts on.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working out there. And, oh, no, they can't do that. Oh, yes, they can.
Watch it.
Because we're out here, we're dying out here, mm-hmm. Because of the heat. And not dying, literally. So everybody stripped down to, their T-shirts when they were working, especially when they're loading and unloading things. But they having women MPs directing traffic, directing men, they didn't like that. So, just little asides.
Yeah.
Just little memories from a wayward youth. Okay. Does anybody care about... I watch it, but do you really care about football anymore?
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
Now, I don't know.
I was interested in the Army-Navy game.
Yeah. You know, Navy's just been getting hammered by Army for the last, I don't know. It started several years ago when Navy was running like about an 8-1 record, and they come up to play, Army, which had a 2-6 record. And Army slapped them around and beat them bad. And every year I bet $5 with retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy on who's going to win. Well, the last few years, it has been Carl giving and Ted taking. And I'm starting to wonder what's going on there at Navy.
Well, they just need to integrate the Marine Corps into the Navy.
They're there.
Oh, are they?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
See, from Annapolis, when you graduate, you can make a choice. You can make a choice of whether you're going Navy or Marine. Now, I will say this, is that they limit the number of officers that can go into the Marine Corps.
Okay.
Yeah, because, Annapolis is set, of course, for the Navy. And the Marine Corps is a department of the Navy, as we know, the men's department. Mm-hmm. But it's still a department of the Navy. And so only so many can go into that. So, yeah, there's Marines out there. I think one of the leading players on the team, he said, when I came into Annapolis, I never thought about the Marine Corps. He says, now I can't imagine where else I'd be.
Hmm.
And I thought... Yeah, boy, I tell you what, we have officers there that teach and, they're mentors and all this. But they got, good job, boys. Good job. They're getting to the big ones. And you see those big guys, and you try and figure out where on a ship. It's, you get a guy at 6'6 on a ship. Remember David Robbins? He was a basketball player for Navy, went to play in the National Basketball NBA for several years. And when he was on a ship, he was like, he grew to be 7 feet tall. He got in at 6'8", I think it was, but then he grew anyway. Or they may have made an exception for him. Anyway, he spent like 6 months in the Navy. He got on a ship and it was just dangerous for him.
Yeah, because, I imagine.
Trying to get through it.
I don't want someone that tall on a submarine.
They said they had this one Navy tackle that went on, got onto the nukes. And, of course, they're underwater for 6 months. And they have exercise areas there. And you can, because these nukes are long, they can run. I guess he gained enough weight, because the food on there is great. I guess he gained enough weight that when they came back, the only thing he could get into was his coveralls. The kind they wear, when mm-hmm. they're working. That's all he could get into. He couldn't get into his little weights when he get up on the deck and all that. There he was, standing up there proud and heavy. Okay. Hey, we're going to be talking about what's going on downtown when we get back from this break with Viva Downtown. And then at 8 o'clock, we're going to talk with Mark George from the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. And discuss the, there's a lot of stuff going on up there. There's a lot of questions, a lot of misnomers, about funerals, and we've never had a representative on in 10 years. Now, starting our 11th year, never had one on. So we're starting with Mark here. And a big shout out to the VA, Department of Veterans Affairs, right here in town, who came in yesterday. We had collected a new wheelchair and almost brand new walkers, and they came in yesterday and picked it up from us. Thank you very, very much, because they have places for them to go right now. So thanks a lot for that, George. All right, we'll be right back after these messages, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Estate Granite. Mike Huber has been altering custom. Altering doesn't seem like the right word. Custom modifying kitchens and bathrooms and other parts of your house for over 16 years. He is an artist. He's a frustrated artist in the sense that he can't paint. His art is how he uses the marble, the granite, the slate, and making your house beautiful. It's a veteran-owned business, and he lives up to those models of integrity and professionalism. He works by appointments only. So give him a call at 241-STONE or learn more at estategranite.com. He came in and did our kitchen, and it is beautiful. He did this about 5 years ago. And I tell you what, it is truly a work of art. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 7:30 and about 40 degrees out there.
Put your mind at ease. Come on, now, people, make a stand. Come on, protect the motherland. Come on, now, join your fellow man. Come on, people, and make a stand.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
The elders of our community, a vast collection of truly extraordinary men and women that have led commendable lives after working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country, they're left at risk and alone. There's a growing number of elders who are at risk and socially isolated with little or no support, often losing their health and independence and becoming vulnerable to many forms of fraud and abuse. But because of the dedication of Shining Care, their future is safe and secure. Shining Care gives compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders as well as their loved ones to maintain their safety and well-being. Through the various free programs of Shining Care, our community's elders are able to become safe and again thrive. For assistance or to support their mission, visit shiningcare.org.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Life is making you lonely. You can't always go. Downtown.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And we're downtown. As is Cornerstone Community Bank, who brings us this segment. Cornerstone Community Bank is downtown at 1845 California Street. And then again at Raley Shopping Center, the old Raley Shopping Center. You know, if a new business ever gets in there, I'll be lost. Wait, where are you going to? Well, I'm going to the old Raley Shopping Center to 192 Hartnell Avenue to see the Cornerstone Community Bank. Whoa, it's not Raley's anymore. I think we got a while.
That's a very Reading thing, you know. That's how we do usually do our directions. Right?
You go you go down to Docks and take a left. Docks burnt down 12, 15 years ago. Yeah, but all of us that live here, us Reading people, we know where Docks is. I don't know where Docks is. They burnt down before I got here. You remember Docks? No. Anyway, Cornerstone Community Bank is out there to help you. They're still moving dreams forward during all this weirdness that's going on. They're still making local dreams come true. That's Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated. Good people. So, if I'm with Viva Downtown, I must be with Blake Fisher.
Yes, sir, and I must be with Linda. No, Carl.
Carl, that's right. I'm so embarrassed because I've been calling him by his name, and I'm going, just right before I said it, I went, you know, you have those things, it goes.
Oh, I think it's called a brain fart.
Delete yourself. Just delete yourself. Okay.
Yeah, hey, man, Carl, that's totally, there's so much going on right now.
Well, you know, you came in yesterday and you had this great handout about what's going on downtown. I said, are you free tomorrow morning? And he and Blake goes, yeah, what time? 7:30. And just watched it cross in front of your eyes, 7:30. I can do that. So thanks a lot for late notice.
Here. Hey, you're welcome, Carl. It's beautiful in downtown this morning. Did you see that sunrise?
Yes. Did you see the sunset last night? Linda pulls me out and on the mountains from, you know, our house when we lived downtown. Mm-hmm. You could see the mountains out there, and it was purple, just the way the sun was on it right then. And you watched it just change in a period of just a few minutes, but it was beautiful. Yeah.
We could see all the mountains.
But you know something else that's beautiful downtown is when I step outside my office out here on Market Street, and I look down Market Street, and I look at that K2 development down there. And you told me something I didn't know yesterday, that people were already moving in there.
Yeah. Well, man, Carl, I'm thinking about KCNR. This is your guys' 10th year, and 10 years in downtown as well, right? So you have seen.
We started right here, right in that studio next to us. I'm pointing. People can't see it, but it's right next to us, the next office over.
And you guys have seen all the development in all these years. And
we've seen the Thunderbird go from a place that the police was raiding on a regular basis to a really fine motel. They spent a lot of money and effort in there.
Yeah.
I mean, that place literally had a dead guy in it for like 8 days. Because you could rent rooms by the month.
Yeah.
He was in there for 8 days. They had hazmat here cleaning that room. And then the owners took a hold of this, cleaned it out, and it's a place I would put my family in.
It's beautiful. Thunderbird, the Americana up the street.
Americana,
is really beautiful.
That was another one. I've walked by the Americana and seen people puking off the second deck onto the parking lot. It was a horrible place.
Yeah, downtown doesn't look like that anymore. This is probably one of the best places in Reading, I have to say.
Well, the And then you had Brent Weaver. Since we've been here, like Brent Weaver brought in Kobe mm-hmm. and these really nice shops through here up to right here. We're on the far end of the Chevron Square.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of improvements.
Yeah.
Hundreds, maybe even up into the millions here. Our the guy that owns our place.
And he has, Shervin
yeah.
Square?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Have you seen some of the different yeah. occupants in here? They're yeah. all unique and super cool.
I mean, everything from music to tattoo.
Tattoos, music, best burgers,
Maxwell's,
and pizza.
Yeah, Maxwell's is here, and they, of course, own the post office. The same people there, and Little Max is over at the, what's the name of that square over there? It's got a Gentleman's Warehouse and...
that's the Discovery Village.
Discovery Village.
Yeah.
Yeah, over there. And then, of course, the big one with the Knott Brothers coming
in
here.
Oh, my goodness. So Market Street, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm Blake Fisher. I work with Viva Downtown. Viva Downtown has been – it's a volunteer nonprofit organization that's been around since the 90s. You may know Viva Downtown through the Market Fest that used to take place over in Library Park, now the Food Truck Park. Hops and Shops, which takes place in downtown, Reading Beer and Wine Festival, a lot of events that really bring people downtown. And one of the biggest things that we're you know, advocating for is the cultural, social, and economic development of downtown Reading. Now, for many residents, you guys probably remember when Market Street was, you know, historic Highway 99, where people could truly drive through it. And then 1960s, 1970s, you know, to compete with East Reading development, all the property owners enclosed the streets, and that became, you know, the downtown mall that everybody so recognized.
Now, when I first moved here in 2007, and you're the historical guy here, so it seems like the roof had been pulled off at that point, or it had or not.
It was pulled off in portions. 2003 was the first time that, okay. that the roof started to be removed, and it wasn't until last year that the real development started happening with that whole Market Street promenade. It's like the pillars that were there were finally being removed.
Yeah.
The Dickers Building, you know, as everybody knows, it was kind of falling apart, and there's yeah. that parking lot under the ground, so they just, you know, removed that completely as well. And within this year, it's like our skyline has changed in downtown. I mean, you look over here at the Market Center Apartments. That's the biggest thing. So the Dickers Building is now the Market Center Apartments. It's a $20 million California state grant that created 82 units, all affordable, 1 to 3 bedrooms. Yeah.
Well, when we say, but some of them are market price, right?
No. Oh. Well, actually, it is kind of interesting. So
okay.
it goes off of our area's median income. It's not low income or that kind of way to describe it. It's basically on a sliding scale. So like a one bedroom could possibly be $400 or about $1,050. So it's kind of interesting how they...
It could either be $400 or $1,050
mm-hmm.
for the same apartment.
Yeah.
Depending on what your income is then.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're beautiful apartments. My goodness, they're stunning. And some of the views that people will get on those balconies, you know, if you're on this north facade, you'll be able to see, you know, Mount Shasta. And if you're on the south facade, you'll see that other Mount Shasta mural on the side of the AT&T building.
Blake, I tell you what, we've known Blake for several years now, and Blake is one. You're a super good actor. You've been part of the theatrical portions here, and I can just see you say, and here is Mount Shasta, and they're looking, and then you say, no, there, the mural. So. we just had a friend come in, and I gave them yesterday the have you been listening to Dr. Dome? And this thing everybody's been pushing is the saline solution with the beta iodine in it. You put it in there, a half teaspoon in there, and he's used it for his patients. Stanford did a study on it Friday, came up here to do a study on it, and so everybody's, you know, buying it now. So now it's hard to find a nasal spray. Course. And I told my friend yesterday, half a teaspoon. So he called, you know, so he sends me a text today. Yeah, I use those 2 tablespoons in it. He says, my nose is all brown. And that's his wife out there. So We've got to take a quick break here. So we'll be right back after these messages, 7:44 in the morning, about 42 degrees. I'm here with Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown, and we're going to hear some more about what's happening downtown.
Sing it, child, till it's 5 p.m.
Then you go
downtown.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to, that tells you that they're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, that I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute and wants to take a moment to thank our veterans for their service. Quick and Clean Car Wash has the perfect stocking stuffer, car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. 7:48 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Guys, you have 9 days. That's right. Four Winds Jewelry shuts down on Christmas Day, but you still have Christmas up to Christmas Eve to buy that special something for your loved one. They have a huge selection of jewelry at very fair prices. Really great people, Rebecca and Henry down there. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And I guess if you go down there anytime between now and then, you might have a chance to see me as I sneak in there and see what kind of special stuff they have for Linda. But I didn't say that in case she's listening right now. I'm here with Blake Fisher, who is the program coordinator for Viva Downtown. Yes, Viva Downtown, all those things that happen, what is it when they call it the beer walk? Is it called the beer walk anymore, or the suds walk?
Hops and Shops.
Hops and Shops. We used to call it the beer crawl. Not here, of course, where you go from bar crawling from spot to spot to spot. But here it's got a nice name.
Well, there's two things. We do our pub crawl, which is...
Okay, that's it.
And then the Hops and Shops, where we get 20-plus breweries and then put them in all of our local downtown businesses. So basically you walk around downtown, drink and shop, and check out all of our great local businesses.
That's great. We were talking about what the skyline is looking at.
Yeah.
We actually had two big cranes out here working in Reading at the same time, one for the county courthouse, which is going to be like, what, 6 floors?
Oh, my gosh. It seems like it's the tallest building in Reading
now. It will be.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the K2 development, which took the place of the old Dickerson building. But people will say, well, where's that at? Well, you remember the old Dickerson? But yeah. You know, it's like the old Reilly shop.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, they're going to have shops in there, too.
They are. I don't know what kind of shops are going to be
keeping that kind of. They're keeping that kind of close hold there.
If you walk out around that project, you're going to see placeholders right now. So there's, like, uh-huh. Whiskey Lakes is something up there, which, hey, I'm fine with a big whiskey bar over in downtown.
I could love that.
Me too, yeah.
No, I mean, a good whiskey bar where you can go in there and they've got 100 different types of whiskeys and they serve food of some kind so you can, you know, so you don't get shut down on a whim of the governor.
Like prime rib, like a big prime rib, huh?
Don't do this to me. It's too close. It's just a walk. And then, of course, Market Street is going to go all the way to Yuba. And then from there, I guess there's going to be cobblestones.
Yeah, so...
Where's the cobblestones start?
Okay, so I want to let everybody know. So all this stuff that's happening in downtown Reading, you have access to see what's going on. Because I think educated community on what's going on in your own community is super important. So if you go to cityofreading.org/downtown, they have everything from where to park, what the dash schedule is, the downtown area shuttle, mm-hmm. and all of these projects, starting with the courthouse to the K2 development to the Block 7 parking structure development. So cityofreading.org/downtown to get all of your information. Right now, those streets are reopening, and January 20th is the projected date for when the streets would be officially reopened. And so they're all paved. And that's been SNL Incorporated that's been out there paving since the beginning of March. Like these construction workers, if anything, we got to recognize those construction workers that at the start of this pandemic, through fires, through smoke in the air, have been working nonstop to get these projects going up and changing our skyline in downtown. So the pavers are really exclusively European. So to see them mm-hmm. in our own streets is kind of exciting. And what's the benefit of them, it's like if something were to happen underneath the construction or the project, they're able to unstitch them.
Yeah.
Basically unstitch, fix what's going on, and put it back in instead of doing all that, you know, crazy break up the asphalt and concrete.
You know, I never thought of that, but that's true. Mm-hmm. And it's and especially in Europe when they have sewer lines and water lines that are literally hundreds of years old. But then again, right here in Reading we have our sewer lines.
Mm-hmm.
We're a hundred years old.
Yeah.
The clay ones. Which is why when they get in there, when those things finally break, that's why they have to get down there and destroy the whole area trying to fix something like that. Yeah. Okay, so they've also started laying the foundation, and you're starting to see the parking garage structure is going up.
The
right
parking structure is going up. So, yeah, when people say there's no – we got to hit this. People say there's no parking in downtown. There is plenty of parking in downtown. And if you want to get that, just go to cityofreading.org/downtown, find the parking map. But basically, there's all these outlying parking lots.
Right.
And basically, you park there. You can either walk. It's no different than if you parked at the back of Costco and had to walk all the way up to the Costco storefront through all that traffic. The benefit of this is like you walk around, see all the development, take a dash, the downtown area shuttle, which is free, safe, and reliable, hop on.
And that's what I was hoping you were going to – I saw one of those moving this morning, and I followed it back down the street by the courthouse. is that these are driven by our cadets from the police force.
Reading police cadets, yeah.
Yeah, Reading police cadets, so you're safe there. And they're moving every 10 minutes. They have drop-offs.
They're fast.
And they're electric.
And they're electric. So this was City of Reading, Reading Electric Utility, Reading Police Department, and Viva Downtown that came together to make this possible. And they're super cute. They're bright green, bright blue, zip around downtown. And basically, if you dropped on, you could say, I need to get to this place, and they will take you there, which is really nice. And
that's cool, too.
Yeah.
So okay, I got a question here for you.
Yes.
And because we've got like 5 minutes. Are you going to is Viva Downtown going to have a Market Fest type event?
Oh, man. You know, we have been bored, like many organizations, when it comes to the event world, especially with the pandemic and shutdown. So, you know, Reading Beer and Wine Festival, we don't do Market Fest anymore, but we do Reading Beer and Wine Festival, which is a great way to get
over. Is it the same thing?
It's very similar, but instead of holding it every Thursday night, we do just one big party out on the streets of Market.
So it's not going to be every week.
It won't be every week, and you know that's not what.
Well, what about the where they have the food trucks?
Yeah.
Now that one's running still.
Yeah.
Or will be. Right?
There. Yeah. Food truck park. So that was the biggest thing. Viva Downtown. Our biggest mission is to put investment into the downtown area. So Market Fest wasn't designed to last the years out. It was to make that library park beautiful again.
Right.
Because of that, we were able to build the Carnegie Stage, which is now there, which took place of Carnegie Library, and showed that original area, which became a parking lot, now it's a park, could be created for beautiful uses like this food truck park, which has been lasting. Which, my gosh, it's
just like
fantastic.
Everybody else, you know, COVID comes through. But we used to have music down there. Linda and I would, from where we live, we could sit out in the backyard and sip a beverage and listen to the music from on Thursday night down there, and it was great. So there's so much going on, and we just don't have enough time for it. So I'm going to have to bring you back. Is that okay?
I'd love to come
because
back.
We've just touched one part of and that's just Market Street right down from where the station is. I see it every day. I take a look, and I walk down there. You've got new businesses on the corner, a flower shop, and there's going to be an architectural group moving in next to them.
Rad Studios, so that's Ryan Russell. Who's in there, and they're all moved in. They're doing that whole Welcome to Downtown Reading sign.
Okay.
Plant Daddy has moved in, which is oh, my gosh. The last that place has been kind of decrepit for the last couple of years, and now it got a new facelift. It looks brand new. It's fantastic.
But my friends, the Sandwichery is still in the
same spot. That we love them.
Are they great?
They're great.
They have been fighting the battles down there for, you know, when they put the fences up that almost blocked off their entrance, but not quite. But they still, and then they had, of course, the coronavirus thing going on. So they're still there. But it's, you know, what we're going to see down here is with the new building, and what's it called? The
Market Center Apartments.
Market Center Apartments. And then when they build the next group here off California Street, our downtown is going to have radically changed all in the last 5 years.
It's major revitalization.
It really has. And Viva Downtown has been one of those groups that have been spearheading a lot of these. You have meetings every month for downtown businesses that tell them, hey, this is what's going on. This is how you can get involved. To do that. We used to have a downtown business association that went by the wayside that provided provided funding for things to help with the Christmas parade, the Active 2030 Club's Christmas parade, put in trash cans that, you know, that people could use downtown. So it's a and the event Market Fest with the different things that are going on is not it's for all people. Is that correct? I mean, when you're downtown, when you have the that one event. Somebody said, "Well, is it a family event?"
Yeah, Reading Beer and Wine Festival. It's a really cool experience, and to bring people out.
Is it for kids? Can kids go to this? I mean, is it like music and things that you could show kids, or is this just for adults?
There is music, but yes, they do. ID checking up there, but we have so many other events, you know, in downtown that are
okay,
you know, family oriented. But the biggest thing, all this revitalization is happening, but what will make a strong downtown is for you to get downtown and support these local businesses, because we know that they need the most help right now. And it's going out to support these local businesses, checking out how different downtown is. Like we said, downtown doesn't look like the old
idea.
It used to be. It's beautiful. It's clean. It's exciting. It's vibrant. It feels like a big city. And guess what? The Christmas tree is in downtown. And if you come downtown to see it, it's the brightest, most beautiful Christmas tree. And we want to thank Reading Electric Utility and everybody that put that together.
And let's end on that one. Blake Fisher here from Viva Downtown. We're going to have him back because he's, you know, he gave us a history lesson along with everything that's happening right now. So thanks a lot. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to have Mark George of the Northern California Veterans Cemetery.
Against the election results after Joe Biden's Electoral College victory. Here's White House correspondent Greg Kluck.
Refusing to concede, President Trump is lighting up Twitter with comments and retweets that question the legitimacy of Joe Biden's win. He says tremendous problems being found with voting machines, and he promises more to come. Mr. Trump is also sharing posts from people who refuse to accept Biden's victory, including one person who claims Georgia's Republican governor and Secretary of State will soon be going to jail for their mismanagement of the election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The largest vaccination campaign in U.S. history is underway now, with healthcare workers getting the first shots on the same day the nation's pandemic claimed its 300,000th life. California Governor Gavin Newsom warns that even the arrival of the vaccine doesn't mean an end to the pandemic.
We have to be sober and mindful about the moment we are in, which is challenging and trying.
Meanwhile, vaccinations continue at more hospitals today. We get more details from correspondent Julie Walker.
Healthcare workers again will be receiving the first doses of Pfizer's vaccine.
Congratulations, Kevin.
Along with nursing home patients, 400 additional hospitals and other distribution sites get supplies today and then more in the coming days for a total of nearly 3 million doses.
That is Julie Walker reporting. U.S. industrial production increased 0.4% in November. A closer look at the numbers from correspondent Jeremy House.
The Federal Reserve says last month's gain followed an even stronger 0.9% increase in October. Manufacturing received a boost from a rebound in output at auto plants following 3 months of declines. Even with November's gain, industrial output remains 5% below its level in February before the pandemic hit.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up by 112 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's say you've decided to build a bicycle from scratch. Sounds like an impossible project for my skills, but let's say you've got the skills and I offer you an advantage, a special tool that would help you build the bike faster while saving you legitimate money. My guess is you'd say, bring it on. If you wouldn't, well, then this commercial isn't going to make much sense. My name is Ryan. I'm from United Faith Mortgage, and we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is lucky to have a direct lender advantage. Our company is set up to use its own money and make its own lending decisions within its own walls. And often, this advantage allows us to get your refinance or new home loan done faster and get you a better rate, which saves you monthly and lifelong money. Rates are historically low. Now is the time to see how our special tool might work for you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rack animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Forecasters say it will be close, but it's looking like 2020 will wind up as the hottest year on record.
Last month was the second hottest November in recorded history. That's what the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says. NOAA also says the first 11 months of this year are the second warmest on record. But agency officials add there's a 55% chance that 2020 will equal or even surpass 2016 as the hottest year on record.
That's Andrew Stewart reporting. The curtain has been pulled back now on the newest autonomous vehicle that's going to hit the market, Zoox. That's a company acquired this year by Amazon. Has unveiled a four-person robo-taxi. It's a compact, multi-directional vehicle designed for dense urban environments. The vehicle measures just under 12 feet long and about a foot shorter than a Mini Cooper, and it comes with no steering wheel. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. In northern Nigeria, anxiety is growing among the parents of hundreds of students who remain missing 3 days after gunmen attacked their school.
The atmosphere there is pretty eerie. So some of their dormitories, but you can still see the boys' effects. And you can see that they left in a rush. A lot of their kind of metal clock boxes where they keep their snacks are flung open. We spoke to a couple of students who managed to escape, and they described their ordeal.
That is the BBC's Mayeni Jones reporting. The cost of wood in the home construction market has increased this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. The prices of some kinds of lumber had more than doubled during parts of the year. That's what industry observers told the Richmond Times-Dispatch. And they also say that because of those price hikes for lumber, the cost of building a new home has gone up on average about $20,000. On Wall Street, the Dow is up by 116 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It is the 15th of December. Wow, 10 more shopping days till Christmas, or 9 if you're like everybody else. Can you imagine Christmas is here already?
I'm going to be glad to see 2020 leave.
Well, again, I will offer my, I'll tell everybody about my club if they'd like to join right after we do the weather and the news. And the news is brought to you by, of course, was brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. God bless our first line responders and our doctors and our nurses. They're in there every day facing this COVID
mess.
Yeah, it is a mess because they're working under weird conditions in there. So what's the weather look like, Ashley?
We are looking at a high today of 53 degrees. That's going to be a little bit cooler than yesterday, but things are going to warm up and almost to 60 degrees by Friday, Saturday. We do have a storm in between that should be hitting tomorrow morning into Thursday morning, and a 90% chance of showers Wednesday night. So if you have any of those Christmas decorations that need to be protected, now is a good time to probably protect those. We're looking at lows higher than freezing for the rest of the week, so around 38, 37, so that we won't have as much ice on the windshields coming up. But we are definitely looking at white Christmas up in the mountains coming, and clear skies for this weekend.
Okay. Weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Okay, here's my club. Everybody, I invite everybody. Rally Sally, Shaskovich, Sonny, everybody out there. Jimmy, everybody that's listening. And I'll put it on Facebook one more time. At New Year's Eve, at the strike of midnight, when we start 2021, or before that, if you don't make it to midnight, because I know you're in bed asleep by what, 8:30?
Yeah, night. I tend to be.
Okay,
really.
You raise your favorite libation, be it a glass of milk, a shot of Jack, anything it is. You take it, and you swear this: I will never mention 2020 again. And then you are a member of my club. And all I ask is that you live up to that. I will never mention 2020 again.
I think a bunch of my friends have decided 2020 is officially a swear word.
We could do that. Every time somebody says 2020, we'll just delete them on the air.
There we go.
Why'd you delete me?
Just use it as
a thumb button. 2020. Sorry. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Mark George. Good morning, buddy.
Thank you. Should have put a $20 bill in the swear jar on that one.
Yep.
I approve of that.
And Mark is a head of the organization up there at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. Did I get the right name there?
Yes. Some would think that I'm not a man of few words.
Hey, obviously a veteran. Tell us about you and how you got there. Start from the time when you were like a child. And then work your way up.
So grew up in a veteran family, a military family.
And where was that?
In Galt, actually. So between Lodi and Sacramento.
I know where that's
at. Some people do now. Back then, you know, when it was still 3,000 people.
I spent a week one night there.
Most people know it by the big flea market that they've had there
that's
decades.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So grew up there. My father was an Army veteran. My grandfather was a Navy and Army veteran. He was one of those gluttons for punishment that left World War II from one branch, joined another, and then went to Korea. And
it's amazing. I bet he wishes he was still in the Navy at that point.
Yeah. Then two of my older brothers also enlisted in the Army, and then by the time I was a senior in high school, I was already enlisted in delayed enlistment. So,
what chance did you have really at that point? I mean,
right.
your big brothers went. I mean,
right.
It's kind of like,
I had a neighbor also that was, he was a really big influence in my life as well. He, at that time, he was an Army Reserve officer, but then went active duty, and then actually he went all the way to become a Green Beret and still a great friend of mine. And
super. So when did you serve?
I served from 90 to late 92. In the Army. I was an Army tanker.
So, 90 to 92?
Yes.
Were you there?
Oh, yeah. I was...
you know, when we say, were you there?
Yeah.
We're talking about Desert Storm.
Right.
And tanks?
Yes.
I mean, what? That was the last... I don't know. There may be another one someday. But what a huge, huge tank battle.
Right. Yeah, stepping back just a little bit, I think I was at basic for about 2 weeks when Saddam invaded Kuwait. So, as you can imagine, the drill sergeant's language when they said we're all getting ready to go to war. So, took a whole different perspective. My brothers, you know, thought they were going to Panama or thought they were going to Grenada. And, yeah, they missed both of those. And then here I come along. And, 2 weeks in and you're... You're going to be going.
Especially if you're a tanker.
Yeah, exactly. So I ended up in 1st Armored Division out of Europe, and we were in the big 7th Corps swing out in the middle of the desert that trapped some of the forces trying to get out of Kuwait.
Now, you have to picture this, my friends. You have a tank division. And how many divisions? Just one, or was it?
Oh, no, there's several.
There were several, but
they
were lined up along the border.
Right.
And you know, you just don't have a tank division coming at you. You also have attack helicopters, everything. And can you imagine? And we used to laugh at this because we went in, of course, into Kuwait. We went into Kuwait. And we were kind of like, it was kind of like a hammer and anvil type thing, is we were holding them and you all were going to sweep across, get behind them, and just wipe out everything because they were a tank-heavy organization.
Right. We ended up running across the Medina and Terraclana Republican Guard. That was the Battle of Medina Ridge, that is known as now as the largest tank battle in U.S. history, as far as what we brought into it and what they had to defend us.
And what we used to do is, like, can you imagine that Iraqi outpost? Guy gets up in the morning, you know, he's kind of yawning, gets up, he picks up his binoculars, and all he sees is a division of Abrams. And attack helicopters coming at them. In some cases, they were trying to get their tanks loaded to get out of there, and it just didn't work.
Yeah, the first guys we engaged, we're pretty fortunate because it had been raining, so we weren't putting up any dust signature.
And people don't realize it was raining during this time. And I tell people, it was rain and it was clouds, and where we were, we had all the oil wells were on fire.
Right.
So it was like a very dense overhead. And
I tell people, liken it to about 9 or 10 o'clock at night, where you know, getting pretty dark, always that dark.
And then the rain that was coming down, you're breathing that, plus all the soot and everything coming off the oil wells. It looked like Dante's Inferno when we were racing north.
Yeah.
We were in between two lines of oil wells, and we were like, I guess, a mile apart, but they were all on fire. Gosh. And then, anyway, so then you all swung through there.
Yeah, so took out the first line. They didn't know we were anywhere near them until their first tank blew up.
Yeah.
And then it was, I always say it was kind of like dominoes on our end, for tanks firing. Went through the first wave. The second wave, was just like you said, those guys packed up.
They were trying to get out of there.
And they were gone. They left their personnel carriers, armor personnel carriers. Their equipment was all stacked up. There were still rockets and everything just sitting there. And I don't know what they took to leave, but they were gone. So, yeah, good stuff.
So then after your time there.
Yeah, so 1st Armored Division deactivated right as soon as we got back to Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got sent over to Fort Hood, Texas. Got to spend some time in the CAV. Hoorah. With the old CAV. Got to learn what every bugle call is, because there's no more talking there. You just do everything by bugle call.
Parade. Did you get to wear the Stetson? No, that was too late. My cousin flew first CAV, and they wore Stetsons, and they had the order, you cannot wear spurs while you're flying. He was a helicopter pilot. Take off the spurs while you're flying the helicopters.
Yeah. I missed the chance to get a Stetson there, but... So I came home, dinked around a little bit, and ended up following some other family footsteps, which everybody, when they got out of the military, went into law enforcement of some sort. My dad was Stockton PD. My oldest brother was state police. Another brother was Marin County Sheriff, and then Antioch PD. And then I actually signed up and was on the Highway Patrol for about 12 and a half years.
CHP.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Still have a lot of really good friends in the area. And then left there and then fell into a groundskeeper position there at the cemetery. Just happened to be watching the state job website. And
groundskeeper at IGA.
Yep.
You went from the Highway Patrol to groundskeeper.
It's a much simpler lifestyle.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Cut that grass.
Put in trees.
So then you do burials. So you just worked your way up.
Yes. So it just so happened that Steve Jorgensen and Mike Coffey, they were basically the two heads of the cemetery when I got there, retired the same time in 2014.
Yeah.
And I had approached them at one point and said I was interested in trying to get into basically Mike Coffey's position. And they had me do some writing samples. So thank goodness for some report writing that I had done for a few years, and
that's great.
I had the person that was in charge in Sacramento basically did a one-on-one interview with me, just basically like we're talking right now, getting a good background and a kind of a feel for who I was and what I was about. So once I got her trust, we're off to the races there. So started out. Not the lowest position in the office, but the second, and promoted three times. So I think I had the longest probation in CalVet history because I just would go through probation, promote. And then I actually had a little bit of a break for about 3 months once I made manager one. And then having had the groundskeeping experience and then the office experience, CalVet decided to promote me again. And once we were going to open the Monterey Cemetery, and then they put me over all three. Well, we have three cemeteries, so they put me in charge as far as operations go for all three cemeteries.
Okay.
Here we are.
So here we are.
And now we're working on a fourth one.
Well, we're going to talk about all of that when we get back. We're going to take a quick break here with Mark George, who is heads up, it sounds like not just IGO, but two other cemeteries, too?
Yes.
You're the director for those, too. And you're getting ready to open up a fourth one. Let's talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You know, Home Helpers is a place that wants to keep you at home. You know, when you've had hip surgery or, you know, types of surgery or an illness, a lot of times they want to move you into a convalescent home. No, you don't need to do that. You're happier at home. You're more, you know, you've got your familiar things around you. You're just happier at home, and that's what Sharon Clark does. She provides people to be able to keep you at home. Amazing people that are well trained. And during this time, of course, they're all COVID tested on a regular basis to make sure that they're not, you know, getting anybody sick when they're there to help you, whether it's a couple hours a day or 24 hours a day. Sharon Clark is there with her people. And now Sharon's looking for some more amazing people as she expands her business to come join her team, whether it's part-time or full-time. It's readinghomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. There's no place like home, and Sharon Clark believes that. We'll be right back.
When the wolf growls at the door, hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor. Cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier.
Reading Kia is proud to be a part of Holiday Salute this season. We love our veterans and we thank them for their service to our country. Command the season. Save on our new lineup of winter-ready vehicles, like the 2021 Kia Sportage and the 2021 Kia Seltos. Now with a 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty at no extra cost. Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. Come see us today. Happy Holidays. ReadingKia.com.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute and wants to take a moment to thank our veterans for their service. Quick and Clean Car Wash has the perfect stocking stuffer, car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to, that tells you that they're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
And now, back to our show.
Justice will be served and the battle will rage. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. Good
'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:23 in the morning, 45 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living, the premier retirement community in California. What can I say? The Northern California is premier, because I don't know what's south of Sacramento as far as that goes. But up here, it is el numero uno. Gourmet chefs, activity directors, transportation, if you want it. It's an active seniors community. It is not an assisted living facility. They welcome pets. If you've had enough of plumbing, grass cutting, all those things, let's go talk to River Commons Senior Living. Give Martin a call at 238-5981. Tell Brian that you're interested in a tour if they're still giving tours, but at least to see what's going on there. Worry less, smile more at River Commons Senior Living. I'm here with Mark George, who heads up not only, I just learned this, not only IGO, but two other cemeteries, national or veteran cemeteries here in California. So you're the director of them. Do you travel then?
Yes. Actually, I was supposed to go to the Monterey Cemetery yesterday, but issues arose, and so we're going Thursday instead.
Okay. Now, there's been some there's been rumors that let's go back. How did COVID impact on the cemetery at the beginning?
So the original shutdown affected everybody pretty bad. I would say. We never stopped doing burials, but we were completely stopped from doing any interment services. So no honor details, no services or dependents. But if you wanted to inter your loved one at that time,
we were. What did you do? Did people stand back, in a car?
Basically, yeah. We not only did we have to abide by California's guidelines, but we also had to abide by the National Cemetery Administration guidelines. So, because whether folks understand that or not, for us, we're actually under the National Cemetery guides, but mm-hmm. operated by the state of California. So we have to play both sides of the field mm-hmm. in that regard. So, basically, it's whatever standard is tighter is basically what we're what we're going to go through. So at that time, the National Cemetery said you could not get out of your car, and you could only observe any part of the lowering or placement of your loved ones, either casket or urns, from your vehicle, and that
so
was that.
So essentially, the hearse would pull up. Y'all would unload them, take them to the spot, and inter them.
Correct.
Well, that was unsatisfactory for a lot of people.
It was. So, I mean,
I know of a personal case where he was on cold storage for 3 months.
Right. Basically, the majority of the burials that we were doing were casketed burials, mm-hmm. But most people that had a cremain burial that they wanted to do, they held on to them. So we really went from doing 40 to 50 burials a month to maybe 10.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but that changed. That opened up a little bit.
That did. Once the state and the National Cemetery Administration started allowing military honors again, we did a mix of the two guides. Because once the opening started occurring, the National Cemetery said that we could, as far as attendance of a service, we could defer to whatever the local county was saying. So we went from basically zero to 100 there in IGO, whereas Monterey at that time could still only allow 10 because that was what their
sure.
county guidelines were. But at least at that point, we were able to start doing military honors again and start getting the folks.
And to answer this question, yes, there are the motorcycle escorts are back. The rendering of honors is back. The VFW is out there with their playing taps and the salute, the military salute. rifle salute?
Yes.
All that.
Yes,
back.
We're still continuing that. When Shasta County went into the purple, mm-hmm. Or back into the purple, we got restricted not only by Shasta County, but again by the national cemeteries, saying that we had to restrict the limit of attendees for the family side, not the staff or the military portion, but
right.
the attendees could have up to 15 people.
Right.
And
I went to one of those
right.
several weeks ago.
And we had to stop using the chapel or the memorial building and only do services outside.
Well, that's been like that, though, for a while, hasn't it?
Only once we went back into the purple.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Because I must have gone to one that was during the time when we could not be there at the in the chapel. So you can use the chapel now?
No.
We're back in.
Right. Now that we're back, or, you know, it's been a few weeks, but since we went back into the purple, the chapel had to be closed again.
But I can tell you by personal experience, the Patriot Guard riders were there. The VFW was there to fire the military salute and sound taps. It was outside in that little pavilion that you have. Now, you know, you don't think about it because you almost wish, well, but you're limited anyway to 15 people. So what we did to get by that and not break your rules was Linda and I were back away from the, you know, from the service standing on the lawn.
Right.
And you have somebody out there that's, you know, you have to keep numbers there. It could have been a little, you're not being 15 and that's it. And, you know, Mark, that's great. I mean, you're using common sense out there.
Absolutely.
Now, if you have a big crowd, that's different. So.
Right. The last big crowd that we had was the internment of that that World War II KIA that we did.
Oh, yeah.
And then after that, we've been back to
the one from Tarawa.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. I'm here with Mark George, who heads up not just our veteran cemetery, but two others, and there's a fourth one on the way. And the other ones are in they're in Del Mar.
No, one is in one's in
Monterey
at the old Fort Ord.
Yeah.
One's at the Yountville Veterans Home.
Okay.
That one's actually restricted to just the residents of the home.
Right.
And there's one for Southern California that's in the design phase
right now.
Yes.
And you're going to be in charge of that too.
I will be over the they'll have a manager on site, but I oversee them.
Wow.
So
now here's a guy that was in the tank attack and the largest tank battle in U.S. history during Desert Storm, highway patrolman, and then went to groundskeeper, and now he's in charge of everything again. You know, they should be worried that you don't look at, you know, who's running for Senate and go, I could do that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. And, Tim, hang on till after this break, and you'll be right up.
Pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that fight to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3100.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Two days gone by, sing with me the songs we knew.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And let's go to the phones. Tim, good morning.
Morning. How's it going today?
Hey, you know what? Living the dream, Tim.
Doing the same. No, I was just curious. I wanted to ask your guest real quick. What's going on for Wreaths Across America? Are we going to be social distancing, wearing masks, or how's that all going to play out?
So we're not going to have the typical event that we would normally do there at noon. We're going to have the wreaths out distributed by about 9 o'clock in the morning, like we would normally have on any other Wreaths Across America Day. But yeah, we would encourage folks to have their masks and socially distance when they're coming in to get their loved ones wreath with the other folks that'll be there. We just won't have the choir and
any type of service. Hey, Tim, I'm really glad you called in with this, and I'll tell you why. Because this week they are also getting those wreaths ready, and they always need help out there fluffing the wreaths, making sure that these wreaths that are in good shape that they put out there. Mark, is there a phone number that people can call?
Yeah, they can call the office.
Okay.
That's 530-396-2429, and get the information about that. They're typically starting the work on those about 9 o'clock in the morning.
Now, the when you say at 9 o'clock you like to have the wreaths distributed, you mean they're out there, ready to be put out, right?
No.
Oh, what time do people start showing up then to put the wreaths on the? By the way, Tim, you have any more questions?
No, I just wanted to thank your guest for still putting on the Wreaths Across America.
Yeah.
My son's Cub Scout pack was looking to come out and help out. It's one of the service projects they do throughout the year. So, yeah, that was my reason for getting some information. So, thanks, guys, and
hey, Tim.
Happy to see that.
Hey, Tim, thank you. Thank you for
yeah,
that.
Thank you, Tim.
You know, because I know Boy Scouts are coming out, but thanks for bringing your Cub Scouts out. And I know that you probably tell them what this is about so that they have a good understanding.
Oh, yes. A few of the scouts in the pack have family and family friends and whatnot buried out there. So for everyone, it's pretty special.
That's great. Well, thanks, Tim. Thanks for
what
you do, buddy.
Tim.
All right. Thanks gentlemen. Have a great day.
You too. Yeah, this Reads Across America that was canceled by Arlington, and President Trump the next day said, oh, not so fast. We're going to do this. We're outside. Let's not get crazy about this thing.
Right.
And so we're going to have it there. We're going to have it this Saturday. So what time do people show up?
Be there about 9 o'clock. We will have already been there for a few hours,
yeah.
Have all the wreaths out in the burial sections, ready for folks to go place onto their loved ones,
their loved ones, and then others.
Correct.
And somebody said, well, what if somebody put a wreath on my loved one? Well, I would do is, you know, say thank you to that, and then I'd take that wreath, I'd put my wreath on there, and move it to another spot. I mean, let's not get too wrapped around this, but
right.
You can come out, and we've got 7,000? How many people are out there?
Well, we have, interred now, we have just about 8,200.
Wow! That was 7,000 last week. Okay,
right.
It may have been 8,200 last week.
Right. As far as for putting the wreaths on, we put them onto all the upright headstones, and that's about 3,500. So,
okay.
The column burial walls, if you had one that you brought or want to put one at the base of the column burial,
sure.
That's fine. Obviously, it'd be
difficult. So you've got 5,000 in the walls out there?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
you know, I first started going there 13 years ago. So you're talking to a guy that, you know, every so often I just kind of revert back to that size. And then when we go out, and we were out there a couple of weeks ago, it's amazing. It's amazing how big it's gotten.
Yeah, we...
how beautiful it is.
Well, we get folks that haven't come out, you know, for 5, 6, 7, 10 years, whatever, and they come back, and they're the same thing. They're just amazed at how much we filled in.
Yeah.
So,
well, let's talk a little bit about that. How much room do we have out there?
Lots.
Okay.
So
I asked you this, and I'll tell you, Mark and I talked the other day for like 20 minutes, and because I had questions about this, and we're going to get into some of these questions, you know, especially if it's a husband-wife. And what about a husband-wife and another wife? That happens, you know, your wife dies and then you get married again. And how do you do that? But how much room do you have out there?
So right now we have 24 acres developed and it looks pretty full.
Yeah.
But we have 133 acres total.
Mm-hmm.
So we spread to the north quite a ways. We spread to the south quite a ways. We even go across to the west side of Gas Point.
Across the road?
Yeah.
So you could... What happens then? Okay, we're filling up here, and we estimate that by this time next year we'll have this 27 acres filled. So what do you do then?
Well, we're actually looking closer to about 5 years out.
Okay.
Because we're guided by the nationals, and we were established through the cemetery grants program through the feds,
mm-hmm.
We have to start looking that far ahead because we have to get in on the federal grants list first because there's only so much money divided up between all 50 states every year by the feds, and I believe that number is somewhere around $46 million for the entire country.
Yeah.
So you have to get on the list and then prioritized. And so once you are able to show what your estimate of being so like right now we're actually working on getting more column burial because we're down to just over 300 column burial spaces left, and we've been working on that.
And that's where you put the urns.
That's the walls.
Yes. Okay.
So we have been working with both the state and the feds for about the last 3 years to get that project going, and it's finally. We're on the Fed list, and now the funds are going to be there to get the design and concepts done starting in July So we should be moving forward with getting into
that. So when do you think you'll break ground?
Well, that process is always long, too. It could be another year or so.
Do you have enough room left?
We will probably run out.
Before you get this
before
built.
We get the, well, what get do you the do new now? Walls.
What do you do
so
now?
Then, because we have the in-ground option
right.
we'll for urns, we can do that. Or we would start a waiting list for those that absolutely want to go into the wall. We would start a waiting list for
yeah,
that.
It's kind of like it's an urn you could put in a place of honor in your house.
Correct. And this happened when the first six walls ran out. The same thing happened.
Oh, okay.
We had a waiting list going, and as soon as the 7 through 16 were done, we just started calling folks and getting them in. So
okay. So the so you've got 5,000, around 5,000 urns in there, and so you're building. You're going through this process to build. How many more out? How many of those can you build? Can you say, hey, I want to build 10 more?
Well, they want to. The VA likes us to plan 10 years out. So basically, we would estimate how many we would fill in 10 years. So it's somewhere around 2,000 typically.
2,000 walls?
No, 2,000
spots.
So even what we have now. Was about 2,000. So each wall is about 200 spots.
But you've got 5,000 in there, right?
Well, we have 14 are full. The 15 is on the back side of it, and we have number 16 waiting for us to get in there. So
okay. All right. Hey, I'm here with Mark George, who is the general manager of the, I guess you would say that, director of the, not only the IGO Veterans Cemetery, but others in Monterey and
Yountville,
and you're building another one down in Southern California that you'll be the director of.
Correct.
Okay. And 8:45 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's one of the highest-rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. 4 out of 5 stars in specific categories, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, surgical complications, which means you don't have a lot of surgical complications there, heart failure, stroke, and hip knee replacement. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. We'll be right back with Mark George.
Let him rest. Heaven bless, bring him home, bring him home, bring him home.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our $50,000 holiday cash swipe to win promotion. Win free slot play Wednesdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m.
More drawings, more winners, more fun. All winners receive bonus entries into the final drawing. 25 grand, 25 winners. December 30th. What would you do with all that cash?
Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. WindRiver.com.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:50 in the morning. It's about 45 degrees out there. We're going to get some rain tomorrow. Tomorrow on the show, of course, is the sheriff. And Baron Browning will be hosting tomorrow out of member of the city council down in Anderson will be our host tomorrow with the sheriff. So, of course, all that starts at 7 a.m. Okay, I'm here with Mark George, who is the director of the Igo Cemetery, but not only Igo, but two others, Yountville and Monterey, and they're building another one down in Southern California someplace. We've had several questions about families. Now, are there family plots?
So the answer to that is technically no. The burials are for the veteran and the spouse, and on eligibility criteria of eligible dependents. So basically, the casket sites are for two, essentially.
Right.
And I know you had mentioned earlier about, well, what happens if the spouse passes away, the veteran gets remarried, and then she passes away, and now you've got the veteran, one spouse that's already buried there, another spouse that needs a site, and we do accommodate that because as long as obvious the criteria is as long as you were married at the time and the spouse passes, then they're eligible for burial. So
all in that one spot?
Well, not necessarily.
Oh, okay.
We would try to accommodate as close as we can because we assign grave sites on first come, first serve.
Right.
So
you can't reserve a spot.
Correct. The only way that a quote-unquote reservation is allowed is if both the husband and wife are veterans, because they're both veterans and they're both qualified and have earned their own specific gravesite.
Right.
So we would reserve a gravesite right next to that.
Okay.
That's the only way we actually reserve gravesites.
Okay. So your kid, when you say you're eligible, you mean like kids? Or?
Correct. So if you have, and it's pretty specific criteria that's located in all the VA standards, but one of those instances is if you have a dependent, a child mm-hmm. who is has medical conditions and has been 100% dependent upon the veteran and the family for all walks of life, essentially, and they pass away, they would be still eligible for burial with us.
Okay.
There's also an age requirement for a child that's not necessarily dependent on the family, but is below 18 or 21, mm-hmm. they could be eligible as well.
And that would be close to, but maybe not next to.
Right. In that case, what we would probably do is assign a grave site for the child. And, mm-hmm. But we would, because we would know ahead of time,
right.
Obviously, that the veteran is going to be there, we would reserve the grave site next
okay.
to it.
Okay. Well, that's kind of cool. I never yeah. knew that.
Unless, of course, it was an in-ground urn, then there is room in those for.
Well, that's what I was going to ask next. A lot of people, and this is the way the Linda and I've talked, will be cremated, but to be interred in the ground. And there's lots of room there.
Correct. Yeah. Honestly, there's probably a room for about 5 to 6 urns in one of those grave sites. It still, however, is dependent on the eligibility of,
sure.
of all those.
And the other thing, too, is how much room is on the marker.
And that's okay. true.
You could probably, do the veteran on one side and do if it is up to 4 people, you could put those names on the other side.
You would be able to, actually, even if it was the veteran and the spouse or the child was a veteran, and also mm-hmm. you could squeeze them in on one side.
Yeah.
You're just not going to get a whole lot of room for, say, awards or
yeah.
Military era like Vietnam or
yeah.
World War II, Korea, you would basically have enough room for the military branch rank and their name and dates mm-hmm. that you would
about
store in that room.
Now,
quick.
Do people get to select what's on the what's inscribed on the gravestone?
To a degree, yes.
But it's got to be based on their 214.
Yes. So the general information, the military information, that's all kind of set, so mm-hmm. you're not going to get a whole lot of change there. Basically, what you would have some opportunity to manipulate is, do you want all the award data on there? Do you want the military era on there? What type of epitaph or term of endearment do you want on there? And that's limited by room.
Okay.
So,
all right, let's go to the phones real quick. Ron, good morning. Do you have a question?
Yes, good morning. I do. You said something. You may have answered the question. You said you do have in-ground for cremation?
Yes.
Okay, and the reason I asked that is because my brother's already passed, and I was told that I'd like to be buried beside my brother. We've talked about this, but anyhow, I was told that couldn't happen. So he's already passed away, and his cremains are stored, and when I go, I'd like to, I don't want to be cremated. I just, so anyhow, could we have him buried now and then have a spot reserved for me later on?
Are you a veteran?
Yes, I am.
Oh.
We do try to work with those type of situations because that does come up actually quite often.
Mm-hmm.
So we do try to work with those. That's not typically – it's not a guarantee that we can do that because, again, that's not part of the National Cemetery criteria. But
So what he wants to do is reinter his brother in one spot, and he wants to be buried next to him.
Yeah, if you
– Is that correct?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, so a guaranteed way to do it would be to, of course, hold on to your brother until the time of your passing, and then your family would bring in both at the same time.
Okay.
And then
then you could do it.
Yeah, then we would just assign the two grave sites right
next to each other.
Right next to each other, because, of course, it's first come, first serve. So it would be boom, boom, you're both there.
Yeah.
Okay. The trickier part would be if you decided to inter him now and then, can we or can we not reserve the gravesite next to it? And, again, it's based on some criteria that we would have to look into deeper.
Okay, Ron, thanks for the question.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Well, I think I would just do is hold on to my brother and, put him in a place of honor. Every year on his birthday, open it up, give him a shot of tequila, and just asking. Okay, now we've only got like a minute and a half left. So what do you want people to know?
The biggest thing is to know that we are open. We are doing military honors until we're advised to do otherwise. All of our other operations are basically as normal. We are limited on the amount of attendees, and we're restricted to being out in the committal shelter.
And so that's 15, my friends. But if you want to be there for it, what you do is you're not in that 15, and you just kind of spread out there among the gravestones. I know I shouldn't be saying that, Mark, but that's what we did. And nobody gives you a bad time, you know, because it's just like in this case, it was just Linda and I. We're standing way back so we could pay our honors to the person.
Well, I would say you probably wouldn't have somebody with a broom over there shooing you away.
No, they don't do that. Thanks so much for being here with us today.
It's my honor.
And thank you so much for your service.
Absolutely.
And I want to remind everybody, Rees Across America will be going this Saturday. Be there about around 8:45, because at 9 o'clock it'll start. They've got 33,000-something Rees that need to be handed out or need to be placed on those grave sites. So Cub Scout packs, Boy Scout packs, we've done this several times, and you feel you've honored somebody, and you're glad you're able to do that. So just head on up there to IGO. Be there by 8:45 on Saturday, and then help with this. And, Mark, thank you so much for what you've done for our country as a veteran and all.